and said, "Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth."
Ipapo inzgiria randakanzwa richibva kudenga rakataura zvekare kwandiri richiti, "Enda utore bhuku yakazaruka iri muruoko romutumwa umire pamusoro pegungwa nepamusoro penyika."
And I went unto the angel and said unto him, "Give me the little book." And he said unto me, "Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey."
Ndikaenda kumutumwa ndikati kwaari, "Ndipe bhuku duku." Iye wakati kwandiri, "Tora uidye, ichavavisa mudumbu mako, asi mumuromo wako ichatapira souchi."
And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
Ipapo ndakatora bhuku duku muruoko romutumwa ndikaidya, ikanaka mumuromo wangu souchi, asi ndakati ndaidya, mudumbu mangu makavaviswa.
And he said unto me, "Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings."
Wakati kwandiri, unofanira kuprofita zvekare pamusoro pamberi pavanhu vazhinji nendudzi nendimi namadzimambo.
Tinowedzera maropafadzo pakuverengwa kweshoko ravo.
Blessing to the reading of his word. Let us pray. Merciful Savior, we come before your throne of grace one more time this morning. We are following the seventh star that was in the right hand of God, and we know that the star leads us to true worship. We want to thank you because whenever this message and wherever this message is preached, the angel of the Lord is in attendance. We pray that you whisper a word to our hearts this morning. Give us the true interpretation and the true meaning of the scriptures that's been read. We thank and appreciate you as we commit even our brother before your throne of grace. Grant him grace, Lord, and Lord, at the end of it, we'll just give thee all the glory, all the honor, and all the praises. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen. To God the person.
We may be seated. We want to thank the Lord for good special singing.
Amen.
Those people that like to sing will agree with me that it was so good.
Hallelujah. Amen. Kubakuma congregational, kusikirakuma specials, zvanga zvakanaka. Amen.
From the congregational singing to the special singing, it was good. I was enjoying and being blessed when I was behind there.
Amen. And is it one was ngafarire kuimba vanozvita sei?
I do not know what those people that do not appreciate singing. I don't know how they do it.
Kufarira kuimba zvino kuti unofanira kunge uchigona kuimba.
Enjoying singing doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be a good singer.
Amen. Asikufarira kuimba uri kurumbidza Mwari. Amen.
But enjoying to sing is because you are worshiping the Lord. Praise
Amen. Nekuti Mwari anogara mukurumbidza kwevana vake. Amen.
Because Almighty God dwells in the praises of his children.
Ndozvotaura magwara handiti.
That is what the scripture says.
Amen. Saka natisingamurumbidze.
So if you're not praising him,
we have
got some scriptures that we are not
fulfilling.
If we do not enjoy worshipping and praising, I think you have to ask of the Lord.
But
Lord, give me a hunger to want to praise you.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible says, worship him in the beauty of holiness.
Amen. Amen.
Saka zvanga zvakanaka chaizvo mangwanani ano.
It was so good this morning.
Hallelujah. Zvaita kuti kunyangova ndisiri kunyatsonzwa kugadzikana asi izvo zvaita kuti ndinzwe zvakanaka. Amen.
That maybe gave me a sort of a peace because I was not feeling settled.
Amen. Nenyasha dzaMwari Ishe vakandiponzeve yemusic.
By God's grace, he gave me an ear that appreciates and knows good music.
Amen. Zvokuti vanoridza kana nevanoimba munotoziva isu kuti mune kritika anenge agara kumashure.
Those that play the instruments and those that sing, you must know that you have a critic that's sitting right at the back there.
Anenge achinyatsonzwa kuti apa pari kuimbwa.
You're just hearing this is good singing.
Apa pari kupotswa.
And this is maybe something I miss.
Amen. Asi tinenge tine chizariro futi.
But I'll also be having a revelation.
Wherever
there is something missing the mark.
But somebody is just making a joyful noise unto his God.
Amen.
But there's another scripture which says, you know, place skillfully. Amen. Saka tinoroti vanogara uku.
So the one those that sit there on the
vazive kuti kune scripture inotaura kudaro.
That there is a scripture that says that.
Play skillfully.
Munofana kuridza zvine hunyanzvi.
Amen. Saka munofanira kuzvikwenenzera kuti mubudise hunyanzvi. Amen.
You must practice and sharpen your skills to bring out the mastery.
Amen. Kana vanouya kuzoimba panapa.
Even those that come and sing here.
Eh, munogona kuzvikwenenzera kuti zvibude hunyanzvi.
You can refine it to make it come out skillfully.
Nezvi rako iroro.
With the same voice.
Amen. Hazvino tinofanira kutora izvi riya rekuti tinodadamuka kuita sekunge reke nayo.
It doesn't mean that you have to take up one of those voices.
Nezvi rako iroro.
With that voice that God gave you.
Amen. Eh, sitangwenya mazuva ano hatichanzwa kuimba kwenyu nai.
Sitangwenya these days. You are depriving the saints.
Actually, nanga chitotaura chiti Sister Ngwenya mazona vasipimba nai.
Singa Sister Ngwenya is not singing these days.
You know, vanoimba nezvezviri mavari vachitenda Mwari wavo. Amen.
She sings with all that is within her, just praising and thanking the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maskat mangwana anwa, sorry.
This morning.
We
know that the subject that we have this morning, we cannot exhaust it.
You
cannot exhaust the word of God.
But
you can only take a portion,
then
get to where the Lord would have taken
us. And the other
thing that helps us as message believers of
the same time. As we are
reading the word of God at home or wherever we are,
amen. Amen.
It just helps us.
The other day, the seven thunders.
The other day we were looking at the subject of the seven thunders.
We need to know what even one of the say.
And seeing how people miss it.
Amen. As the prophet Anesha akataura.
But the prophet has got things that he said.
Amen. Saka kwanza kuverenga pakati pemitsara.
So to be able to read in between the lines.
Amen. Nekuti handizvese zvakanyorwa.
Because it's not everything that is in black and white.
Nekuti zvakanyorwa zviya zvemunhu wese anokwanisa kuzviverenga.
Because that which is black and white, anybody can read.
Amen. Asi unokwanisa kuverenga zvisina kunyorwa.
But you can read in between the lines.
Amen. The unwritten writing.
Chinyorwa chisina kunyorwa.
Yeah. Pane mutauro wemessage.
There is message language. Message jargon.
What no fana kuziva hauzi foreign kwatiri wo. Amen.
We must be able to know that is not foreign to us.
Kuneva tsvari pakati pedu.
To some who are new who are in our midst.
Tinotozva kuti zvinhu zvatinogona kutaura zvinogona kuita zvinhu zviri strange kwamuri.
We know that the things that we might say might appear strange to you.
Asi mukanyatsoteerera.
But if you listen closely,
you
will notice that these things are in the Word of God.
Amen. Kuburikidza neshoko remutumwa wechinomwe.
Coming through the message of the seventh messenger.
Amen. Ndosaka tiri zvatiri nhasi uno.
That is why we are what we are today.
Nekutenda maridzi atinotenda.
And believing the message we believe.
Amen. Tinoda kuita sevaya vari paBeria.
We want to behave as those who are at a burial society.
Amen. At Beria, You know this city of Beria.
Vaya vangavari paBeria.
Amen. Right. Okay.
Pardon me, saints.
You know the Bible says.
Bible is naughty.
When the disciples came to Beria.
Vadzidzi pavakasvika paBeria.
They found the people there.
Vakaona vanhu vakange varipo.
They were different from those at Thessalonica.
Vanga vakasiyana nevanga vari paThessalonica.
Amen. At Thessalonica.
At Thessalonica.
Vangosvikapo vanhu pavakangonzi Jesu.
When they just got there and the people heard Jesus,
that
people are speaking about Jesus, and they said, we don't want to hear about that man, that name. They don't want to see for themselves if it was spoken of in prophecy in the Bible. There are people who are like that.
Vanoti mob psychology.
Vanoti kufunga kwe rudende.
Kungobatwa nezvinongoitika mumhomho.
Just getting attached to what's happening with the crowd.
Yekungoti porwone munhu ari kuri womhanya otanga kutoskorova.
But when you see people fighting, you just join in and start delivering punches there.
Kuti ari kuroverwei?
Why are they beating this man?
I
don't know. I just saw people beating up this man and I joined in.
Amen. But
the Bible speaks about those people. People of lowly estate.
Amen. Lewd fellows of low estate.
That's
what the Bible calls them.
Those are not done when they buy it.
Amen. But when they came to Berea, the Bible says these were more noble than those at Thessalonica. In that they received the word with readiness of mind. And searched the scriptures daily whether those things were
so.
Amen.
Amen.
Because
it was a message that they had never heard
before.
It was new things.
As it might
be to the new people in our midst today. But if you behave yourselves like the people
in Berea,
if they were hearing what Paul and the like were saying, they'd go back to the scriptures later on. That other time, what did he say? Which scripture did he quote? Then they will look and they find where it's written. Even though they had not heard of it before. But they noticed that it's in the scripture. Because they were a people that wanted the truth. Whenever you desire truth, God will show you truth.
Amen. Now, taverenga Revelation chapter 10.
We have read from Revelation chapter 10.
Ndoma uma chapter anozikanwa nevatendi veshoko yangu ya kupedzisira. Amen.
These are the more familiar chapters with the message people.
Amen. Verse 7.
Verse 7.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared unto his servants the prophets. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when the angel came to the prophet, amen. Because there was an angel who visited the prophet. Amen. And when he came to the prophet, he showed him where he was written in the scriptures.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If we miss that, beloved brethren,
atina kwatirikuenda.
Then we are going nowhere. We will never understand and comprehend the meaning of the message.
Amen. Because
when the angel came to the prophet,
akamuratidza.
He showed the prophet
panga akanyorwa iye muprofita mumagwara,
where the prophet was written of in the scripture.
Amen. You remember when the Lord Jesus Christ went into the synagogue?
Rangarai chenzi baba akaenda musynagogue.
Amen. And the scroll was handed to him.
Ndoku vavapiwa bhuku kuti vaverenge.
Amen. He didn't just look for any scripture to read.
Havana ngotsvaga chiro gwaro rekuverenga.
Amen. The Bible says he found where it was written.
He was
actually looking for a particular scripture for the day. He found where it was written from the book of
Isaiah.
And when he finished the reading, he said, this day, this scripture, the one that I have just read, is fulfilled in your eyes. Amen.
Amen.
So the scripture that spoke about him.
Amen.
That's the message of the hour.
Amen.
So when the angel came to the prophet,
he
showed the prophet
the
scriptures
Magwaru ach
concerning him. His birth. Amen. His calling. And his commission. Amen. Just as the angel Gabriel, when he came to Mary, he showed the way she was written in the scripture.
Amen. That is why when as the prophet departed from the meeting place with the angel,
he
says, I gave no thought to what people had to see.
Amen.
Because I had seen it. Even my commission. The scriptures I'm supposed to fulfill.
Amen. Saka mutuma Gabriel paakauya kuna Mary.
Now when the angel Gabriel appeared unto Mary,
akamudzorera kumagwaro.
He took her back to the scripture.
Amen. Nekuti pane vimbiso.
Because there is a promise.
Amen. Mandara isha bata mimba.
That a virgin shall conceive.
Igozara mwana komana.
And shall give birth to a son.
Saka mandara yanga iri mushoko iri.
Now the virgin that was
si
in the
prophecy. Isi.
The prophecy.
Ndiwe mandara yake.
You are the virgin that was in the prophecy.
Amen.
Amen.
Behold,
Tarira,
thou shalt conceive in thy womb,
iwe uchabata
kamuvivi, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Then Mary said unto the angel,
Maria,
how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Amen.
He takes her back to Isaiah 7:14. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive and be a son. Amen. The others were quoting the prophet's prophecy. Amen. In the days of Mary, some people in the synagogues, they were busy quoting the prophet's prophecies.
No,
they were quoting.
Amen.
Right, watch quota.
They were quoting.
A virgin shall conceive.
Mandara icha berika.
It was a prophecy.
Changa chiri chiprofita.
Amen. But Mary could say,
asi Maria aigona kuti,
after meeting the angel,
mushure mekusangana nemutumwa,
she says, I am pregnant.
Ndokuti ndakabata pamuviri.
Others were quoting.
Vamwe vachingonokora.
The scriptures.
Vachitonokora
mabwa. But Mary was saying,
Maria,
I am pregnant.
Ndakabata mimba.
She could say,
aitogona kuti,
I'm getting movements. Amen. I feel the baby kicking. Amen. Fulfillment of the prophecy of
Isaiah
in the womb of Mary. Amen. Others were singing the prophecy. And she could say, I'm having contractions. I'm going into the labor. You see the difference? Vamwe vari kukota.
Others are quoting.
Vari kungotaura pamusoro pemagwaro.
Talking about
nezviprofita.
Talking about prophecy.
Asi pane mumwe.
But there is one. Ari
kuti gwaro riri kuzadzikiswa mandiri.
The scripture is being fulfilled.
Ari kutozvinzwa maari.
Feeling it in her.
Amen. Hail Mary.
Taziwa Maria.
Thou that art highly favored.
Iwe wakasanangurwa ukadiwa.
Among women. Among the churches, the Lord is with thee. Amen. And the angel came to the prophet. And the angel came to the bride. The elect lady. That's you and me. Amen. There were many virgins in the days of Mary. But the angel was sent only to one Mary. There are many churches in our day. But the angel was only sent to one bride. You get it, brother, sister? And he starts to show her. Her life in the scriptures, revealing to her the unwritten parts. Amen. The prophet says a virgin shall conceive. Amen. But the unwritten part, it is you. Because the Bible never says Mary. Amen. Who lives in Nazareth?
The
Bible doesn't say that. Amen. But now the angel is showing her the unwritten part. Others could only quote the written part. But the angel revealed to her the mystery under the seal. Amen. Mary's life was written in the scriptures. The prophet's life was written in the scriptures. Amen. And your life is written in the scriptures. Amen. But it takes an angel. Amen. To bring that revelation. That this scripture speaks of you. And that is what gives you faith. Amen. The angel takes the prophet to Genesis 24. Amen.
Not only saying I've heard a voice.
No. It must be a scriptural voice. Takes you back to the scripture. So the angel took the prophet to Genesis 24.
And
Abraham was old. And well stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my feet, or under my thigh. And I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. Amen. So the angel is showing the prophet, that's your commission. Amen. To get Isaac a bride. You are the Eliezer of the day. Amen. Showing the prophet his life in the scriptures. His calling in the scriptures. His commission in the scriptures. And he takes him to Samuel. Amen.
1 Samuel 3.
And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. And there was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli lay down in his place, his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And as the Lamb of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. Amen. We listened to a tape on Friday. The voice of God in this last day. And the prophet read this very scripture. And he gave these comments. It's a very outstanding time.
Inguva yakasiyana.
Amen.
Yakasiyana ni
inguva yakatsaurwa.
A special outstanding time.
Amen. Aparukutara pamusoro penguva yakanga ine Israel.
He is speaking about a dispensation that Israel
after
was
reading these scriptures.
Mushure mekuverenga
makora. He says it's a very outstanding time.
Akati inguva yakatsaurwa.
We realize that where we are speaking from in the scriptures, there was no open vision in the days of Samuel. Therefore, where there is no vision, the Bible says the people perish. We must have a vision. And the vision comes to the prophets.
It's
the word of the Lord spoken to them.
Amen.
Amen. So the time that we see Samuel coming on the scene, the Bible says there was no open vision. The word of the Lord was precious in those days. Amen. And we find out that Eli was not a prophet. Eli was a priest. And he was getting old. And his eyes were going dim. And he could not see to get around. Was a great heavy man. And he had begun to let the work of the Lord go undone. Amen. And the prophet says, and that's something like it is of today. Amen. He brings it to our day. Amen. He says, the setting is exactly the same. I think the church, the organization, denominations, they've been on the field for a long time. And they are beginning to getting laxed. And the work of the Lord is being left undone. The word of truth. Because the church in itself has become dim-sighted. And we need today the voice of God to speak among us and bring us back. Amen.
Amen.
And I see Eli had laid down. His eyesight was falling, was failing. He was a priest. And they had no open vision from the Lord. And that great need. Amen. A great need. And God has promised to meet the need of the hour. He always does that. And we need the voice of God today to meet the need of the hour, to meet the time that we are living in. And after He has promised it, we can rest assured that He will keep His promise. That's the confidence that the believer has in his Maker. That He promised to meet the need. Amen.
Amen.
So he sees in this scripture the need of the hour. And he sees that Eli, amen, who was a type of the denominations, they've been in the field for a long time. Amen. The eyesight, you know, getting dim.
Leaving
the work of the Lord undone. Amen. But the need of the hour was they needed a prophet, not another priest. But they needed a prophet. And you know, a prophet is God's mouthpiece. When you see a prophet come on the scene, if God is ready to speak to his people. Amen.
Amen.
And the angel said to the prophet. The angel is quoting to the prophet. Amen. He's taking him through the scriptures
concerning
himself.
He says,
you'll be given two signs.
As
Moses was given two signs
to
the
prophet.
Amen. As Moses was given two signs, so you will also be given two signs. And if the people don't hear the voice of the first sign, they will hear the voice of the second sign. Amen. So the prophet is watching.
He's
seeing those scriptures. He is seeing himself in the scriptures. As Moses was given two signs, you will be given two signs. If they don't hear the voice of the first sign, they will hear the voice of the second sign. So the sign has a voice.
Amen.
Must have a voice that follows it. So a sign that has no voice behind is not of God. Amen. That's what the prophet says. Because a true sign must have a voice behind it. So if the sign has no voice, it is not of God. Amen. God promised miracles in His church. He promised healings. He promised signs and wonders. To show that God is in our midst. But a sign or a gift that draws people to you, and there's no voice to follow it, that sign is not of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, a sign is there to draw the attention of people. Now, listen closely. Because we'll read a quotation where the prophet says about this sign. A prophet is there to draw the attention of people. We know the prophet's ministry
had
three pulls. First pull, it was healing. And then second pull, discernment. And then third pull, the opening of the word, the mystery is revealed. We are together. Amen. He says that in Anointed Ones. And the angel told the prophet, throw your line way deep. Way into the deep waters. Is the angel telling the prophet, throw your line deep. Amen. And we know waters, it's of multitudes. Amen. And the angel is teaching the prophet how to fish.
And
says, when you throw your line, amen, into deep waters, multitudes and tongues,
he says,
pull slowly.
Amen.
And now that pull, what is it going to do? It will draw the attention of little fishes. It will draw the attention of little fish in their numbers, multitudes. Amen. And as they come, we are doing slowly. Amen. He says, then pull faster. Amen. That's your second pull. Amen. And this, as this small fish rush, it will draw the attention of the bigger fish. Amen. That's the second pull. And then the prophet says, when this happens, get ready for the catch. Amen. Get ready for the catch. Because the real purpose is he wants to catch the rainbow trout. Not the small fish, not the bigger fish, but the rainbow trout. Amen. But there are some pools to catch the attention.
Amen.
Amen. So let's see the sign that doesn't have a voice behind it. What it does. My. The prophet parables.
The prophet would speak in parables also.
Just like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
What is a parable? Amen. Amen. Mifananidzo inorevei.
Chirawe cannot mifananidzo.
Remember that definition in Ashoka. Vanwe primary.
You know the definition primary school kid.
Amen. An earthly story. With a heavenly meaning. That's a parable.
Do chinozi chirawe.
Amen. But there's more to it. Why speakest thou unto them in parables? Amen. To you it is given to know the mysteries, but to them it is not given. This is why I speak to them in parables. That seeing they might not perceive, and hearing they might not understand. Amen. So the prophet will speak in the parables. Amen. Take an earthly story. But it has got a spiritual meaning. Amen. So we see the sign that doesn't have a voice. They also throw way into the deep waters. Amen. And also, they pull. When they throw in the deep waters, they will also pull. Amen. And what does it do? It definitely attracts the attention of the small fish. Amen. But because Satan impersonates, they also have a big hook at the end of the line. Amen. But they don't know the purpose. The prophet had a hook. His line had a hook. Amen. To catch the rainbow trout. Amen. And their lines, they also have a hook. A big hook. Amen. But they don't know the tactics of fishing. Since this hook is big, the small fish cannot swallow it. So what do they do? Tukona sister Kadiwa rukunyemwera. Amen. Vane zichirauro ziwombe.
They have a big hook.
Nokuti vanga vari kutarisa.
Because they were looking.
Amen. Pane akanga aine commission yekubata the rainbow trout.
To him that had the commission of grabbing in or reeling in the rainbow trout. That on his the line, he has got a big
hook. He's got this big hook.
And a big hook.
And they also put a big
hook.
Amen. But
they don't have an angel who gave them the tactics to reel in the rainbow.
Amen. Trout.
They throw them in the deep waters.
Amen. Saka votanga kudonza.
Then they start reeling in.
Amen. Saka tikuhove twatsa tinoita sei.
Now these fish, little fish that's been attracted, what do they do?
Chatinokwanisa kuita kungodambura dambura chete.
They can only bite off small chunks.
Amen.
Amen.
Eh? That hook that's in the water.
Hook iri mumvura.
Tinenge tichingoidya.
They will be just eating small chunks.
Amen. Eh? Because they can't swallow it. The hook. Amen. Amen. They will definitely get the blessings. They actually get the blessings of the first pool. Amen. Those healings, those miracles. But to the prophet, it was to catch their attention. And then he was told, pull faster. Amen. But these people, amen, and then
they throw them in the deep. Then they see so many little fish.
Amen. Attracted, the amen, to the bait. Amen.
Now the small fish will enjoy the bait.
Amen. They get the blessings. And then what happens? When they decide to pull, the hook is cleaner.
Amen.
Been
cleaned.
The line has been
cleaned.
And the two pets are kujga.
And when the small fish finish eating,
and that shiny hook is exposed. What do they do? They just disperse. In the water. They remain prostitutes. They remain drunkards. Amen. They remain thieves.
Where?
In the waters. But they have enjoyed the blessings of that sign, of the first pool. But because it doesn't have a voice behind it, they end there. We get it. So, brother, sister, we can't be preaching about the Lord giving us houses all the time. Amen. Cars. High healing. All the time. No. Amen. They have their place. In the church of God. True. We need houses. We need cars. We need those miracles. All those. But they have their place. But we cannot be speaking of those all the time. Amen.
Amen.
We need those things. But they will not take you into the rapture. Amen.
Amen.
We need them, yes. But as for the rapture, they will not take you into the rapture. Amen. Because God can heal a drunkard. God can heal a prostitute. And she goes back to her trade. Amen. She has enjoyed the blessings. Amen. Right? And she goes back to her trade. And drunkard. Amen. Get blessings. Goes back to his drinking. Because the Lord Jesus Christ said one time he healed a man. Amen. And then the following day, he met that same man in the temple. Amen. We know the scriptures, eh? He met the man that he had healed the previous day. He saw him in the temple. Where? In the temple. And what did he say to him? Sin no more. Or a wasting will come upon you. Is that not scripture? Amen. After healing him, he meets him in the temple. Not in the beer hall. Not out there. But in the temple. And he says, sin no more.
In my little English, comprehension of English, I can clearly understand.
Sin no more.
If if it's being said, sin no more. It means that Christ is not, that this person is continuing in sin.
Amen.
Do not sin no more. Because if he had stopped already, Christ would not have said those words.
Amen. He sees him. He says, you. Sin no more. Or a wasting will come upon you. Amen.
Amen.
So So we need all those things.
But
they have their place. Amen. But it's the word, brother, sister, that gives you rapturing faith.
It's
the word in you that defeats the enemy anywhere,
anytime,
in whatever condition. Amen.
Amen.
We can have the blessings of cars and houses, but that won't defeat the enemy. Some of those things have actually become a snare to some people. Amen.
Amen.
The angel takes the prophet.
Amen
to the days of Sodom.
Amen.
The prophet is, the angel is showing the prophet his life in the scriptures. Amen. Says two angels go to Sodom. But there is one that remains with Abraham. Amen. And that was not an angel. That was God himself. He identifies the two angels. Amen. He brings those scriptures to our day. And he identifies the two angels that go to Sodom and Gomorrah as Oral Roberts and Billy Graham. Amen. And all they did was to blind the people. Amen. They had signs. They definitely had signs, but without a voice. And what does it do? It blinds the people.
Amen.
And God says of Abraham, shall I hide from my friend what I'm going to do? Seeing he's going to fall heir to the earth. And he starts revealing to Abraham the mysteries. Amen. The angel showing the prophet, quoting to the prophet. Amen. You know, I heard somebody said, you know, gave this comment. Or, you know, after I preached, at the wedding, I preached about marriage. So I think this brother was commenting, right? Talking to another brother. Amen. And this brother said, well, but he was just reading quotations. Amen. But now, the angel here is quoting to the prophet. He's showing him where it is written. Amen. Showing to him where it's written. And brother, sister, as long as I can take the pieces of this jigsaw puzzle, amen, and put the pieces in their rightful place, and you see the picture, I'm happy. I thank God. If I can take the pieces and put them in the rightful place, amen. Not that you end with a cow eating grass on top of a tree. Amen. You know, at times you can just preach the quotations. Amen. Without even going to them or showing to the people. Amen. But
I like it better when we go together and see where these things are written.
Amen. You can quote, but in your own words. Such that the brothers up there won't even pick that quotation. Amen. Right? But if I can put the pieces
in
their place. Amen. And put the cow in the pasture. Amen. And the chicken in the barnyard. And the eagle soaring the sky. Amen. Then I will have done my part. Amen.
Amen.
I will never try to be like brother so and so. Amen.
I desire that.
But I can't.
Amen. Amen.
I will
say, Lord, I'm going to do this the way
you want.
I might try to run there. I desire to do that.
But
But I want us to know and notice that we are moving.
Amen. And also thought that Brother Mdombo Wakati.
And then you say, Brother Mdombo, say this.
You know where it's written. You can show the devil. It's written here. I'm keeping my eyes. In the old man in the balcony. I'm keeping my eyes on the old man in the balcony. Amen. I want the rain to give me faith. I want the rain to give me virtue. I want the rain to give me knowledge. I want the rain to give me temperance. I want the rain to give me patience. I want the rain to give me godliness. I want the rain to give me brotherly kindness and charity, that super anointing to flow through me. I'm just keeping my eyes on the old man in the balcony. That's all I'm doing. And you know what the people do? You know the crowd. You know, they cheer. They shout. And at times, some of them, they even want to jump to the stage and shake your hand. But I'm keeping my eyes on the old man in the balcony. Because you know what happens? If I remove my eyes from the old man in the balcony and I look at the people, I will miss the key. Amen. And the sad thing, amen, because people will be making so much noise, hearing and shouting, they don't even notice that I'm missing the key, making a lot of discord, but they're just shouting. Amen.
Glory.
But now get me right.
We are speaking about a spiritual subject.
I'm not saying don't make noise.
And this could incite a regime.
Amen. The prophet said this.
Prophet
about this young man.
I'm sorry, come on.
Was looking at the old man in the balcony.
Said
the people wondered. They were cheering at him. Amen. Eh? They are actually trying to catch his attention.
Are you seeing that we are supporting
but
you? He was looking in the balcony. It looked as if he was not being interested or moved by the people.
But I don't know what
he was not doing. The people are enjoying.
But
he must not take his eye away from the men in the balcony. But when he turned around, they said, what is he doing?
They saw there was an old man who was going like this. Was going like this. He was actually directing the music.
That is what made them to enjoy.
Amen.
Amen.
But I believe you know his brother, sister.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What the prophet says. Amen. Anything that has got life in it has got emotions. It's time we bury this dead, cold, formal religion. Anything that has got life. Amen. It kicks. Amen. Shows that it has got life. Praises. Amen. It's like the prophet says, it's like, you know, you're hunting with your dog. And you say, seek him. Amen. Seek him. Seek him, boy. Now, as
some of these things others will not understand.
My, tinofunga tiri kumisha uko, amen.
You remember back in the olden times,
when
you whistle in the city, then you see the dog just running around,
amen,
all over the place. You are encouraging the dog.
Seek him. So that's your amen. That's your hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
But I won't be distracted.
And this was a very good.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No, no, you can't go far away, Rujak.
Even if you don't like noise, you are going to have a terribly difficult time. Wherever.
You can end up again.
If you go to hell, there is noise there.
You can end up denga.
If you go to heaven, there is noise in heaven. Start getting acclimatizing yourself in accustomed noise whilst you're on the earth.
Amen. But
the noise in hell.
Wailing. Amen. But
you in heaven.
Ma.
Praises.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen.
Many times you really want people to see where the prophet spoke about it. You know, I quoted, I don't know if it was a message, but we're giving expressions at a wedding. Amen. And I quoted, you know what the prophet said? Amen. Says, look the best for your husband. Amen. I want you to look the best. Says that's what you ought to do. But, don't take your beauty out of Hollywood. Take it out of the Bible. Amen. Before God. Be a lady. Dress like a lady. But look your best, your husband. Who says, God knows I do. I want you to look that way. So I just gave that quotation. Now the comments that I had.
You know, when you even see it and identify that it's the prophet that said it, in another way, it resonates
with me.
But I just spoke it in passing.
But
I spoke it in passing.
Brother.
But because they have seen it where the prophet spoke about it,
says, yeah.
I said, yes.
No, one brother said, yeah, you know. But I know my sister said, I don't know.
One brother was like, but these sisters, some of them, they are too much. Brother, you have worked on a touchy subject.
But that's funny, Kukudaro.
It's not supposed to be like that.
Amen.
It's a dirty spirit.
Amen.
Evil spirit. They are devils.
And
they
are devils.
Go to the witch doctors and you will see. Then you will notice that these are dirty spirits. Have you seen a witch doctor dressed properly in a suit, jacket and tie?
There's
just weird, dirty, funny things there. Evil, dirty
spirits.
Prostitution spirits. Those
are dirty, filthy spirits.
Dirty, filthy. May I not see that? The spirit of drunkardness.
When they are
vomiting and
so it can be
mad
clean.
All over the place.
Filthy
spirit.
Amen. It's like humility. You know, the prophet says greatness is humility. Right. I want to show you this quotation.
Do
you want to see where it's written, eh?
How
can I overcome? It says, don't forget that church. Greatness is expressed in humility. Not how fine you can be.
He
says, now, I don't mean dirty. I mean humble in spirit. I don't mean just get out, don't ever wash and clean up.
And
then you
think that's humility.
You know, a person who's dead. Look
at the bums that you see
there. You quickly identify
because of the
And then you
see that there's one who's having a bums behavior, but they are clean and well kept. And people say, ah, this one is starting, just started. You know, associated with.
So the brother says, I don't mean don't ever wash and clean up. No, no, no.
You should
do that, you do wash.
Clean.
Amen. See where it's written. How can I overcome? Amen.
Luke 24.
Oh, fools!
Yemi mapenzi.
Slow of heart to believe. All that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into glory? And beginning at
Moses
and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Going through the scriptures. Moses. Isaiah. Those Psalms. Amen. Going through all those scriptures. In other words, he was quoting to those disciples. Quoting Moses. Quoting Psalms. Quoting Isaiah. Amen. Did not our hearts bend within us? When he spoke to us along the way, you know how he could show this from this scripture? How he could show from that scripture? How he could show from that scripture? Amen. Where it's written of himself.
Amen.
And the bride's life is written somewhere in the scriptures. It's locked in those scriptures. She sees herself. Amen. As she reads the book of Ruth, the Moabites. Amen. She brings it into a time. This speaks of me. Ruth comes on the scene at the time of harvest. Amen. After making her decision. Amen. And she goes on to serve under her decision. And then she goes to resting. And then Ruth is rewarded. Amen. That's the bride. She sees herself in Ruth. Amen.
Amen.
She sees herself in Mary. She sees herself in
Esther.
A series, the book of Esther. Amen. Let's see what the prophet says.
That one is telling him,
from the first seal.
Married the first seal.
Amen. Paragraph 62.
Paragraph 62.
Here come in the first age, the Ephesian age. Revealed, sent the messenger. Notice what happens. I know my brother. I know far that quotation here. Amen.
My brothers love this quote.
Amen. But I don't know
how many comprehend the true meaning of this quotation.
Amen. The first thing happens.
Chekutanga chinoitika.
There is an announcement in the heavens first.
Paniche ziviso chinoitika kudenga kutanga.
Amen. It's going to Revelation 6 and those out to know ninyasha dzamwari takambozvitaura.
You cannot speak about it.
But it's not what I said in the beginning. You know?
It helps us maybe when we read along.
Amen. What happens? Amen. After the announcement, says a seal is opened. Says, what is that? A mystery is unfolded. See? And when a mystery unfolds, then a trumpet sounds. It declares war. Amen. Don't confuse this trumpet with the trumpet to Israel. This is a gospel trumpet. It declares a war. Amen. And a plague falls. And a church age opens. Amen. What is the war? The war part. The prayer says the angel of the church catches the mystery of God. Amen. Because the angel of the church age, the messenger, he holds the mystery of who is to be saved in that age.
Exactly
so. The angel, the messenger to a church age, he is the one who is holding the mystery. Because under that mystery are names of people to be saved. So he's holding the mystery. So the prayer is saying the angel of the church catches the mystery of God. Not fully yet revealed, but when he does, he catches the mystery of God. And then he goes forth to the people. After the mystery has been given to them, go forth to the people. What does he do out there? He begins to proclaim that message. Amen. Proclaiming the message. In other words, calling out names. Amen. And what does it start? A war. A spiritual war. And then God takes his messenger with the elect of that age and he lays them away asleep. And then he drops a plague upon them who rejected it. This is temporary judgment. You get it? Amen. There is an announcement. A mystery unfolds, and the angel to that church age, he catches the mystery. Amen. He goes with it to the people. He proclaims his message. And the people that are predestinated under that mystery, they catch it. They are sealed away. Amen. And the prayer says, God calls his messenger and the elect of that age lays them away asleep. And then a plague drops. He says, temporary judgment. And then after that, that is over, then it goes on. And they denominate, bring in denominations, and start off with that man's work, like of Wesley and all the rest of them. And then it gets all in a squabble again. Amen.
Even to the new ones, you can understand what it means.
Wesley caught it in his age. Because he was a messenger to a church. He caught it under that ministry, under that mystery. Amen. And he went and proclaimed the message to the people. Amen. And the people, the elect of that age, amen, they received the message. Amen. And they were sealed away. And then they slept with their messenger, and then a plague fell. The people then denominate to say, we are made the Wesleyans.
We are Wesleyans.
They denominate, and the Bible says they die.
Now, there is no denomination. Because when the messenger goes, the plague
goes,
then it's death.
And then another church is open.
Those that remain at the same place. The true Wesleyans of the
night,
they are going to be in
but
heaven.
But the Wesleyans they won't be there. Because they are dead. No light. Amen. And then another mystery comes forth. You see? Then what happens? Another messenger arrives on the earth for a church age. When he arrives, the trumpet sounds. It's a gospel trumpet. He declares war. And then what happens? Finally, then he is caught away. And then when he is laid away, amen, with the elect of his age, then a plague falls, destroys them. He actually says the spiritual death hits the church. She is gone. Then he goes on to another. Says, oh, it's a great plan. So church, we see this great plan. To them that are without, it's given in parables. But unto you and me, it's given to know the mysteries. He says, oh, what a great plan. Until it comes to the last angel. Amen. The seventh angel. Amen. The age that you and me are living in. Says, He has no certain mystery. But he gathers up all that's been lost in the other ages. Amen. I mean the truth that's been lost.
The truth that's been lost.
Amen. All the truth that wasn't truly revealed yet. As the revelation comes, then he reveals those things in his day. If you want to read it, the date is Revelation 10. Amen. He says 1-4, you'll get it. All right. Take the book of seals and bless them. And shows the seventh angel. Are you getting
it?
Now he's connecting Revelation 10:7.
Revelation 10:7.
Amen. And Revelation 6.
Na Revelation 6.
Amen. Because the prophet says, right, Revelation 6. Right, these were symbols. Amen. And he says, when it was opened in symbol form, it thundered. And he says, how about when it's revealed in its reality form? Amen. When he opened the first seal,
this
is a white horse rider. When he opened the second seal, a red horse rider. That's Revelation 6. Amen. But all these are symbols. But these symbols have got a significance. We need to know what those symbols mean. And here he says, when it opened in symbol form, it's standard. How about when it's opened in its reality form? And here's where he takes us to. Takes the book. Of the seals and breaks them. Amen. Now, not to each angel. Takes the book of seals and breaks them and shows the seventh angel. For this alone, the mysteries of God is the ministry of the seventh angel. Amen. Says now we just come through the church ages with the history and prove that the angel's message of the seventh church reveals all the mysteries that's been in the past. All the things in the past. Revelation 10:1-7. Now remember, in the days of the seventh angel, he's sounding forth, blasting forth the gospel trumpet. He is to finish all the mysteries of God. Amen. And in questions and answers on the seals, now we are rushing. The book holds that mystery. Amen. Which book? The book is only unfolding it now. Amen. Revelation 10. The mighty angel comes down with the little book open. Amen. The prophet is saying the book holds that mystery. And the book is only unfolding it now. Amen. It says not each one's name, but what the mystery of the book is. While it's calling those names, you finally understand that now. So the seventh church age messenger, he gets the mystery. Amen. He blows forth the gospel trumpet. As he finishes these mysteries, the prophet is saying, under that ministry, amen. He says, while the names are being called, so it's actually calling of names. Amen. Because under that seal, is the names of the elect. Amen. Right? It says the book doesn't say, now, Lee veil is to be saved in the time of this church age.
It
doesn't
say Lee veil is going to be saved in this particular age.
Or Omen Neville. Or whoever. No! It don't say that. It just shows the mystery. Unfolds the mystery of what the thing is. But we, ourselves, by faith believe it. Amen. So as the mystery unfolds, and this messenger catches that mystery and he proclaims to the people, it's actually names that are being called, calling out of names. It's not like it will say Rumbi. Can you say Simon?
Oh, Simon.
You are the one
that should
be. But as the mystery unfolds, and then we ourselves, we catch it. Our eyes are open. We believe it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Right. Let's go to Church Age's book.
And the book of Church Age.
Seeing ourselves in the scriptures. Amen. We know the prophet is God's mouthpiece. Amen. Seeing ourselves in the word. This is what gave the prophet faith to do what he did. Amen. Because he saw himself in the scriptures.
Page 171.
The prophet says, from a little group of the true seed of the word. Amen. Remember this evening when the angel told him to pick up his pen and write. Amen. Says it has to do with the church. Amen. That's you and me. Amen. So we want to see ourselves in the Word. It says, from the little group of the true seed of the Word, God will present Christ with a beloved bride. She is a virgin of His Word. She is a virgin because she knows no man-made creeds or dogmas. By and through the members of the bride will be fulfilled all that was promised of God to be made manifest in the virgin. Now you know what to expect. Now you know what to look for. Amen. The word of promise came to the Virgin Mary. But that word of promise was He Himself. To be made manifest. So this is why we said when others were quoting the prophecies. Amen. And singing the prophecies. Mary could say, I'm pregnant. Amen. I'm feeling the baby in my womb. Amen. I can feel the baby kicking. Amen. While others were quoting the prophecy. Amen. But she had the prophecy within herself. Amen. The word made flesh. God was made manifest. He Himself acted at that time and fulfilled His own word of promise in the virgin. It was an angel that had brought her the message. Amen. It was an angel Gabriel that had brought to Mary the message. But the angel's message was the word of God. Amen. And it is the angel that brought the message to the bride. Amen. And the message is the word of God. Isaiah 9:6. He fulfilled all that time, all that was written of Him, because she accepted His word to her. Mary wakanga agamuchira.
Mary had received.
That
is why the word was fulfilled that spoke about her.
Isaiah 9:6. Unto us a child is born, a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful, Mighty God, Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. That word, now in Mary, because she accepted His word to her. The members of the virgin bride will love Him.
And
they will have His potentials. For He is their head. And all powers belongs to Him. They are subject to Him as the members of our bodies are subject to our head. Notice the harmony of the Father and Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first showed Him by the Father. That's John 5:19. This harmony is now to exist between the groom and his bride. And who is this bride? That's you and me. Amen. The called out ones. Under the mystery of the seventh seal. By the seventh messenger. Amen.
Amen.
He says He shows there His word of life. He shows a what? His word of life. The angel showed the prophet His life in those scriptures. And He is saying He shows her His word of life. And she receives it. So it's the work of the angel. That's His commission. To show the bride.
Eh?
his word of life.
This
is what that messenger did. Showed to us the word of life. And she receives it. She never doubts it. Therefore, nothing can harm her. Not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. And here is the secret of this. My. Now this is to the bride. Amen. To the elect lady. He says, here is the secret of it. The word is in the bride. As it was in Mary. Amen. The word
Shoko
is in the bride. She is now impregnated with that unadulterated word. It's in her. Amen. She was supposed to manifest him. She's supposed to bring forth himself. The bride has the mind of Christ, for she knows what he wants done with the word. She performs the command of the word in his name, for she has thus says the Lord. Then the word is quickened by the Spirit, and it comes to pass like a seed that's planted and watered. It comes to full harvest, serving its purpose. It has been said, brother, sister, so shall it be. The seed has been planted, and as it is watered, it comes to full harvest, having its purpose. Those in the bride do only his will. No one can make them do otherwise. They have thus said the Lord. Amen. Or they keep still. They know that it has to be God in them doing the work, fulfilling his word. He did not complete all his work while his earthly ministry. Amen. So now he works in and through the bride. Amen. And somebody asked the prophet, will the bride have a ministry? Amen. And after receiving the word, the word of life in her, the
Lord
says, this is what is going on now. This is what is going on now. 2017. Amen. Fulfilling his word. She knows, for it was not yet time for him to do certain things that he must do now, but he will now fulfill through the bride that work which he left for this specific time. Amen.
Amen.
Now we know what to look for. We know what to expect. Because there is a scripture. There is a promise. That there is a work which he left undone. Amen. It was for this specific time. Amen. He is commanded, John. Go and take the book. Amen. That little book. Amen. And to eat it. Amen. And to prophesy again.
Okay. I think that's the distribution panel.
Skipped a few things.
It says multitudes are working signs. They are working what? Signs. Until we have a generation of sign seekers that know little or nothing about the word or of the true move of the Spirit of God. If they see blood, oil or fire, they are happy. It matters not what is in the word. They will support any sign, even unscriptural ones. A generation of sign seekers. Amen. How can you tell the spirits apart? Was Matthew 24?
Because Matthew 24,
in the last days, the two spirits will be so close together that the very elect,
amen,
if it were possible, they could be deceived. Amen. And how can you tell the spirits apart?
Because
it says, just give them the word test. If they don't speak that word, they are of the evil one. The word, not the signs. Amen. Let's go to page 339.
And page 339.
Amen. So we come to a close.
Right.
Says Revelation 10:7.
Revelation 10:7.
And in the days of the voice of the seventh messenger, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. As he had declared to his servants the prophets.
Prophet
says, there it is. He is sending a vindicated prophet. He is sending a prophet after almost 2,000 years. He is sending someone who is so far from organization, from education, and the world of religion. Amen. Just as John the Baptist and Elijah of old. He will hear only from God, and he will have, thus says the Lord, and speak for God. Amen. He will be God's mouthpiece. And he, as it is declared in Malachi 4:6, will turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. He will bring back the elect of the last day. Amen. So the job of the seventh messenger, he will bring back the elect of the last day. Amen. Aren't you happy? That is you and me. Speaking of you and me. That is prophet. Amen. His job. Bring back the elect of this last day. They will hear a vindicated prophet give the exact truth as it was with
Paul.
He will restore the truth as they had it. And those elect with him in that day will be the ones who truly manifest the Lord and be his body and be his voice and perform his works. Says hallelujah. Do you see? Amen. The prophet,
Profita,
going through the scriptures
vachipinda
with the bride.
Nemwenga.
That's you and me.
Diwe nenis.
Showing you
vachikuratidza
where you are written.
Pawakanyoro.
What you are supposed to do.
Pawakufana kuita.
What you are supposed to fulfill.
Pawakufana kuzadzisa.
Amen. Says a momentary consideration of church history will prove how accurate this thought is. In the dark ages, the word was almost entirely lost to the people. But God sent Luther with the word. Amen. He was God's voice to that age. Because a mystery was unfolded. And he caught the mystery. And he went forth to proclaim to the people. Amen. He had the word. The Lutherans spoke for God at that time. Amen. But then what happened? Amen. After the elect were sealed away. Amen. A plague fell. According to first seal. Amen. And when a plague fell. Amen. That was temporary judgment. That was spiritual death. They organized. And again, the pure word was lost for organization trends toward dogma and the creeds. Amen. They could no longer speak for God. Then God sent
Wesley.
And he was the voice with the word in his day. The people who took his revelation. Because he had the revelation. Because the seal had been opened to him. He had the revelation. He was holding the mystery of who was to be saved in that age. Amen. So people who took his revelation from God became the living epistle read and known of all men for their generation. And you go back to the plan of it. Then they organized. Amen. Methodists failed. God raised up others. Amen. We come to Pentecost. Amen. And so it has gone on through years until in this last day. There is again another people in the land who under their messenger will be the final voice to the final age. Shall we stand up on our feet? Of this song that's normally sing rather. Okay, we enter in the temple. Okay.
We enter in to the temple. We give thanks to the ransom of day. For his mercy and we give thanks to the ransom of day. Give thanks to the ransom of day. To the temple, give thanks to the ransom of day. We honor him. Praise the Lord, shout all ye people, how excellent is thy name. Give
To come and close for us in a word of prayer.
Amen. Noda kurangariwa mapai rufnyengetera. Unesikumbiro noko rasumuza uruwa kukuna ishe mshure meshokura mwari.
If you have a request and you'd want to be remembered.
Hallelujah.
The preaching of the word, you can raise your hand as the brother prays.
Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we want to thank you this afternoon, Lord. Father God, we came here under expectation that you would come and speak to us. And Lord, truly we can all testify that you spoke to us, Lord God Almighty. And Father God, we also want to thank you, Lord, for your servant, O Father, who managed to have the greatest gift that the prophet spoke about, to be able to lay himself aside, Lord, to be totally yielded, Lord, to your will, Lord. That, Father God, you have spoken through him, Lord. And, Father God, we want to thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God Almighty, we can even have the same testimony, like those men who were going from Jerusalem towards Emmaus, who said, did not our hearts burn within us as the Lord spoke to us along the way. And, Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, to know that, Lord Jesus Christ, where two or three are gathered in your name, truly you will be in their midst. Lord Jesus Christ, we can also testify and say that scripture was fulfilled in our ears, Lord. Father God, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that may you restore the virtue that has gone out of the man of God as he was laboring in the field. And Father God, may you bless him, Lord, giving more strength, Lord, giving more unction, Lord, for the days ahead, O Father. Lord God Almighty, we just want to thank you, O God Almighty. Now, as we go back to our homes, that Father God, may you guide us, may you protect us, may you, Lord Jesus Christ, give us grace, Father God, that we can also be able to come back into your house again the Wednesday that is following, Lord. Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. We know, Lord Jesus Christ, there were people who came to serve his Lord, who wanted healing. And I believe, Lord, this afternoon, people were healed during the preaching of the word. Because the prophet taught us that the preaching of the word is the casting out of devils.
Yes,
and Father God, we know, Lord Jesus Christ, people have received their heart desires. And
yes,
Lord God Almighty, even now as we go back, Lord Jesus Christ, back to the working week, and we know we are charged, Lord, to go back again, to meet the enemy, Lord, in the battle, Father. Because, Lord, we are armed with the word of God. Father God, we just want to thank you. We want to commit ourselves into your hands. We thank you and we glorify your name this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this one, God bless you. Amen. So, a group of Fadze, Amana and Dadzi.
Lord bless you, brother and sister.
Sashukapatno Pedra, Shumiredu and Nasi.
We've come to the end of our service.
Amen. Panichizis Okubako. Youth Committee.
There's an announcement here from the Youth Committee.
It says all those that made payments for the Youth Convention, could you please see the committee and get registration forms and complete them today?
kune avo vakabhadhara mari dzavo dzeyouth convention munogona kutsvaga nhengo dzecommittee mowana maregistration forms mobva mamafila mobva mavadzosera nhasi kana zvichibvira.
Amen. Haleluya. Unogona kukwasa ama hanzvadzi dziri pedyo newe. Mwari akuropafadza ama, mwari akuropafadza hanzvadzi.
Tell them the Lord bless you, brother.
Hallelujah.
Lord bless you, sister.
Amen.